Tantor Audio presents The Beekeeper's Son by Kelly Irvin, narrated by Angela Brazil. 1. Getting lost might be a sign. Deborah Lance wiped at her face with the back of her sleeve to hide her grim smile. Getting lost might be a sign Mudir shouldn't marry a man she couldn't really claim to know. Not in recent years, anyway. Abigail Lance would call such a thought pure silliness, and she would be right. Why would God send them 900 miles away from their home in Tennessee, only to give them a nudge in the wrong direction so they ended up lost deep in South Texas? Not likely. God had a plan for the Lance family. Deborah need only be patient. At least that was what she'd been told hundreds of times. As if it were an easy task. Deborah wiggled, trying to get more comfortable between Hazel's booster seat and Rebecca, who had her nose pressed to the van window, not wanting to miss a single thing, even after watching the same monotonous, flat countryside for hours. Deborah longed to feel the excitement of her younger sisters. At 19, she was old enough to know what she'd be missing back home. All the singings with her friends, the buggy rides with Aaron afterward, the frolics. She would miss the chance to become Aaron's Fra and Mudir of his children. All the things she'd ever wanted. Wrinkling her nose at the scent of sweat and warm feet, she leaned toward the window to watch the barren countryside now that their driver, Bert...